Speech of June 2010 about the glorification. Glory is, next to holiness, a characteristic of El that never befits a creature in this world, since both would generate a too large distance for the one who owns it. Both are derived from the five divine characteristics. The former is the highest form of beauty, the latter the one of the other characteristics, which enter into the glory as the beauty into the holiness. With regard to El, who owns it to the highest realized extent, the divine instances own both only relatively. Every creature becomes blessed with the glory of El after its death, to the extent how close it is to Zer. This does not happen already before, since otherwise the free decision for or against El would be impossible. Glorification is the generation of the glory of El, with creaturely means from the relationship with El. The latter points beyond the creatureliness, when it is deep enough and open to the divinity of El. Glorification succeeds only if the refinement of oneself was successful, in the sense of El, since otherwise it prevents one's own imperfection. Since a perfect glorification can never succeed, small imperfections are not hindering. Successful glorification requires great effort and exertion. Blessing and praising require, however, only the right words and sounds, but even they want to be found. Ideal means of glorification is the art, since the most creaturely characteristics can enter into them. Highest glorification contains echt genius. Through the glorification we make El tangible in our world, also for those who have faced away from El. It represents an invitation to turn back to El, but shall not advertise. Its content is El, its designing is up to us. Example of a successful glorification is the word of El. The German text of the hymn of the Wehlil is an example of successful poesy in the form of a glorification. The artistic claim of a glorification shall be high, since it is El we want to justice to. Particular successful works of glorification are suitable for churches and other often frequented rooms of the religion of love. They are to be also awarded with a prize if they have demonstrably a particularly high quality. This can also be an order of the religion of love. It is El who passes ultimately the judgment when a glorification is to be considered as successful. It is also permitted to delineate the weaknesses of El, if the complete representation is not disequilibrated by this. A successful glorification is to be an incentive for a new trial.